It should be immaculate.
Oh, sure.
Doc Rivers.
Death taxes and Doc Rivers blowing 3-1 leads and shit.
Absolutely.
Look, man. I think we should all just take a second to appreciate black consistency.
I'm not mad at it. Like, shout out to him, man.
Yeah.
You know, like, I wish I could be mediocre at a job and continue to get hired at places.
Fucking legacy is a legacy, brother. I guess.
Like, he has been riding high off that 08 championship.
Oh, my God. And nobody likes him for that 08 team either.
Jesus Christ. I hate that entire fucking squad now.
Yeah, there's not really likable people. The only one that's closest to being likable from that team was Rajon Rondo for me.
Mm.
And, you know, I still fucks with Rondo, but, you know, that picture of him kicking that other player when he was in Kentucky.
Rare.
Just fucking 90s fighting game. Wah! Sound effects.
Him doing that subtle spit on Chris Paul.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That broke out into a fight.
I think most point guards hate that nigga.
Rondo was a menace.
Yes, he was. Shout out to him, even though he'd be wilding. I'll honestly, like, after today, I'm not rooting for anybody. I'm not rooting for nobody. Like, I have no people I look up to.
I root for myself.
Like, is...
Man in the mirror.
Like, I fuck with my niggas. That's about it.
Gang.
Yep.
Cause
type shit.
Man. But we gonna talk about it. Mm-hmm. Also, hello, podcast. Hello, listeners. Thank y'all for coming to the Black
Polage. Intro, bro. Like, this nigga Diddler.
No intro, just...
No.
Okay. Diddler.
Peter Diddler.
Penis Diddler. The Toucher.
Better known as Sean Touchman.
What? The Toucher!
It's the Toucher!
Yo.
AKA Johnny from the first episode of
N. Yes, sir.
It's a serial toucher on the loose.
Serial toucher on the loose!
He touched my stuff! Oh!
The Toucher!
Sonic!
The Toucher!
The Toucher! That nigga trained the Joker, bro. Like,
man, that like he cosplayed as the Joker very convincingly. It at this point, if you are a nasty fucker, you pretty much just parade that shit in front of us.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
So sick out here, man.
Gotten away with it for so long.
It is so funny.
Keep moving like we thought Pac was, but
because like for all the money and like.
Prestige.
Access and prestige that niggas have, you would think that there would come a day where social media would exist.
We gotta let the people know like the context in case they don't know what we're talking about. But we are talking about Puff Daddy, aka P Diddy, aka Diddy, aka Brother Love, aka Love,
aka
Diddy Dirty Money. You know, that's when he junctioned a member or two of the Danny Kane or whatever. You know what I'm saying? He had a R&B album that dropped last summer. Act Bad, yeah. Like, he's been putting music out for a very long time.
Take that.
Ruining lives and careers in the process.
Take that.
But that's a little overview. Shout out to not him.
One may say that Diddy has been a bad boy.
Ah!
Again, right in our faces. Bad boy.
Well.
Bad boy.
That joke up, boy.
And, like, another thing. I want to give a special shout out to Maranzio Vance. Very, very key figure. Because years ago, that nigga was saying, Puffy is poison. I remember that shit. Shout out to Keese, because he's the one that put me on to him as a comedian, but also the Puffy is poison video.
Because I'm like, my nigga, everybody around you somehow mysteriously end up perishing.
Something happens, man.
Something happens to everybody around you, but not you.
And like ops that nigga has, weird shit either be happening. He's been in very weird, compromising positions and pictures. Mm-hmm. Like
somebody put together a compilation of him with fucking just like in various kisses. Oh, yeah. Various kiss positions.
It's a bunch of them bitches.
Yeah,
it's a bunch of them motherfuckers. Yeah, as way more than an adult man should have.
In my opinion, that they're straight. Yeah,
yeah, it's a bunch of them. Well,
he's clearly not straight.
Clearly,
like
this nigga. Like,
shit has came out in terms of the allegations against him.
The FBI.
Like, where do we start? Where do we start?
About this nigga getting sideways and trying to fucking go somewhere where they ain't got no extradition policy or extradition treaty with the U.S.?
I mean, we don't know where he is. Like, we don't know whether he's been caught or he's in the wind.
He's in Antigua. That nigga, like... That nigga is in Antigua, bro.
Antigua.
Because, like, niggas were speculating he was going to Cape Verde. So, like, even if they did find something, like, you can't convict that nigga because he's not here.
Shout out to Russell Simmons.
And they not finna send that nigga
in the worst way possible.
Right. The generational fumble.
Like, just to put context to him, he's chilling in Bali. Bali has a no extradition policy when it comes to Americans. Mm-hmm. So... he has really crazy sex assault charges on him as well.
Cooler.
And he actually got served by one of his accusers out there. Like, they like snuck past like security and shit. Like my nigga Dale Denton off of fucking Pineapple Express. Like, you've been served.
You've been served. Oh,
bitch!
All right.
You son of a bitch. But, you remember he snuck into the surgery room?
Yes. Yeah. You've been served.
You've been served. Nigger.
So yeah, like the playbook, you know, you get, if you even have wind of the authorities coming after you, you go to somewhere where you will not get shit back to America. And if anything, I'm sure they probably hanging out if he made his way to Bali by now.
Yeah.
If he's in the wind.
It's like the universe, your fucking God or Allah.
Whatever you believe in or don't believe in.
Be making the wrong niggas billionaires.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, I trust me, nigga. I want to do some nut shit if I was to ever get that rich, but not that kind of nut shit.
Yeah, no. I'm talking, like, build a fucking Willy Wonka park.
Let's think about the context, too. He has been crazy rich for close to 30 years.
Yeah.
So, after a while... You get kind of used to doing whatever the fuck you want to. I'm not defending this bitch ass nigga, but it's like he's just been able to go on for so long.
Like I say, he's comfortable.
I can go casually buy $1 million home.
Like one of the
next logical step is clearly human trafficking.
Like, okay, clearly. Epstein was so rich he had an entire island of pedophiles.
Yeah, I mean,
just like a whole
pedophile heaven,
an island. Most motherfuckers get caught with shit on their hard drives. No, this motherfucker bought an island to do his nasty work.
Fucking
like just being rich for so long does something to you.
It makes me wonder how far this shit goes, because if he has...
Oh, niggas is going down.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
No. Yes. I say that because it's only one of two things that happens now. Either Diddy is found dead from a suicide, quote unquote, or this nigga is going out like Frank Lucas. And I don't think they're going to give him the opportunity to talk to anybody if it goes further up than that nigga.
It's got to, man. Too many niggas been in that nigga's circle. Too many prominent niggas.
Oh, for sure.
Have been in his circle.
Because, like, he was so comfortable that people around him that was working with him was comfortable.
Yeah.
Young Miami talking about... I could get Diddy to make you eat my pussy type shit.
Okay.
Also,
it's got the same energy as like my husband is a fucking sergeant.
Oh, no. Basically, Diddy will make you do it type shit. Like that type of stipulation, not the he's rich and you know you'll want to do it. It's like, no,
that nigga's gonna be in the room.
We're gonna make you do it.
Watching you do it.
And when you know
gunpoint,
if you don't, you do make it, somebody do a sex act. That sounds like you. Coercion. That sounds like the R word. And we ain't talking about special education type needs either. It's not positive.
That's crazy. That's insane what you just did.
It's fine.
But yeah, man, like it's never just one, bro. It's
it's like
mice. Like, it's never like you find one. Got to be at least
it's a
five
family
more
in this motherfucker.
That's right.
Like, and get the gas.
Yeah, and like my bet is like you. My bet is like you said, they're gonna do that nigga like Frank Lucas. So hey, man, tell all your partners, we'll give you like a cool 10 years.
I mean, his kids got pulled out in cuffs too. Like they was at his residences.
Oh yeah, no, they had an FBI raid.
Like coordinated raid happening at the same time.
And this nigga
three residences.
Oh, was it three?
Three. Shit. Miami, California, and I think it might have been New York.
Probably.
Yeah.
Makes sense. And that's crazy that like you just so happened to get on the private jet like, out of the country.
That sounds like some Interpol shit.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't understand why niggas do that. Now you're an international criminal.
You're a M. Bison level criminal.
Yeah, like you've taken it from like a domestic issue to now an international fucking police chase. Mm. What are you doing, brother?
Obviously some devious shit.
It's some fuck shit.
They caught one of his drug runners or whatever.
Like, college basketball player. Yeah. I ain't never heard of this nigga.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I ain't never heard that boy nice.
I ain't never seen pink cocaine trend, but pink cocaine was something that was going on.
That sounds like some Nicki Minaj shit.
I thought it was some Nicki Minaj shit, but apparently it was associated with Diddy.
Next album.
Somebody around them.
Pink cocaine.
Pink coke. I guess that don't got the fentanyl in it, I guess.
Yeah, I need the other one. I need the fent, bro.
Right, that nigga need hell, but he needs to pay for his crimes.
Yeah.
Cause
I'm trying to be Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace.
I saw a tweet from Shug Knight the other day.
Oh my God.
He's been tweeting a lot behind bars. I said that he is in his Heihachi Tekken 7 arc.
Yeah, he really is.
Because, like, he's trying to, like, make himself look like, I guess, a decent person. I'm like, no, you was fucking up,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we know what you did. Yeah. There's a reason that you are where you are,
you,
brother.
You killed a nigga on camera with your car. Shut up. But he said justice for fucking Tupac. And I'm like, worse?
Shut up, nigga.
I don't know.
Shut up.
Hear
man.
Me out for a second.
Shut
Fuck
up,
him.
Dude.
But hear me out for a second.
All right.
Because, like, there is this personality, Keith D. He's been making a lot of fucking podcasts and blog visits and shit. Like, he's basically been dry snitching on himself, talking about he knew who killed Tupac or the fact that his cousin killed Tupac. He's been running around for so long that...
Oh, yeah. Didn't they catch him?
They have built a case against him,
yeah,
and now he's
yeah.
in jail.
Yeah.
Before he went to jail, he was putting Diddy on blast, talking about, you know, I need a little bit of help. I need some money. You know what I'm saying? You know what happened. Basically implicating him in what the fuck's, you know, the conspiracy surrounding Tupac's murder.
Right.
And, you know... Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, with Diddy and where he comes from, because to also understand the criminal is to understand where you come from. His dad was a gangster. His dad was part of, like, the Frank Lucas, Bumpy, Bumpy Johnson, like, set up and shit at the time.
Old gangsters.
Like, you know, he's really from that Harlem gangster ilk. So it doesn't surprise me at all that this nigga is on some sick, twisted shit, because that is where he comes from. That's where he's comfortable. So
I can see it.
Yeah,
so I can also see him trying to play into the conspiracy.
But Keith D is definitely telling on niggas.
Oh, yeah.
Like, behind bars, trying to, like, cover his own ass. But, you know, Diddy ordering a hit on somebody coming to light nearly 30 years later.
Yeah.
Potentially. Crazy. And that's only one crime in the array of crimes that seem to be piling up against him. Because, again, you got like sex trafficking, probably coercion, probably like the R word, like Cassie, I know that added fuel to the fire as well when she went forward with her allegations. And then the fact that, you know, we talked about it on a previous pod, the fact that he paid her in under 24 hours. Like, it wasn't a full day that went by.
I think it was like less than 12. Because like, I remember seeing like the tweet about the allegation.
Uh-huh.
And then like later that day, it's like nigga settled out of court. And I'm like, yo,
that's guilty record, man movements.
Record time settlement, bro. That's insane.
That's guilty man movements like, right there. Like you don't just immediately pay someone. Like
you gotta drag that shit out for a little bit. It's like, all right, let me see what you got.
Like you don't want to defend your name a little bit. Like you got this. You got the resources.
He didn't say here. Shut up. All right, that's how that shit went.
Like here's that money. Take that.
Yeah. Bad boy.
Somebody call that nigga a black leader. I'm going to read this tweet.
Please do. Please.
Like I am.
Please let me know because that's actually what I wanted to go into next.
I am beyond sickened.
The black reaction. The black internet reaction.
All right. Not like it wasn't a collective one, but you know niggas that think this type of shit.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Y'all think these Diddy allegations are true or are they trying to systematically take out our black leaders one by one? Three question marks. At the time that I screenshotted this, because I made it a point to not quote this and to not boost this person's account, I was sickened by this.
That's very smart.
One repost, 159 quotes, 2 likes, 3 bookmarks. They're packing them up, but at what cost?
First, is that Hotep motherfucker?
First of all, like,
who knows?
Calling Diddy a black leader.
What the fuck has he done for black people?
As a collective.
Vote or die.
Vote or die.
I mean, we can 20 years ago. Let's talk about it. 20 years ago. Vote or die. Why is he threatening us to vote?
Vote or die and ruining Mohawks for niggas.
Yeah.
That is that man's legacy outside of like 2005. Right. That is that nigga's entire legacy.
Vote or die. All right, talking about. Oh, okay. I can't vote at that time.
Pete, did man? I am 13. I can't vote.
Piss Diddy.
Do I have to die? Piss.
Like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? I'm a child at this time. Bitch ass nigga.
Pocket dangler. I cannot take place
also,
in the legislative branch of the government.
There's another sect of niggas saying, well, they're not raiding Dan Schneider's shit. And I'm like, well, I don't think he's sex trafficking, nigga.
That nigga's just being a weird motherfucker.
He's a weird creep, bitch ass nigga. But unfortunately, they don't kick down doors for that.
Right. Yeah. I told you. It's the foot niggas. It's always the foot niggas that be on weird timing. It's always y'all niggas.
Don't.
Nah, not really.
I'm like, do not call me that.
Yeah, nah.
I'm looking at you so serious right now. I'm like, don't associate me with any of those
niggas. I was like, are y'all foot niggas? I ain't trying to like, you know.
I'm like, I be loving on the whole woman. Excuse me.
I'm about
sick of that content anyway, permeating into regular shit.
What? Sexual content or just feet content?
Sexual feet content permeating his way into shit.
Yeah.
I should not be able to play a jury player and then I see weird Tarantino-esque ass angles.
There's a fucking with the wind poles. There's a YouTube channel that does nothing but like mod fighting games so that the girls are wearing bikinis and showing their feet.
It's so disgusting.
It's called the Soul Keeper.
Like, I'm
all right.
Like, put the porn down.
Put it down for multiple reasons. For a month, put it down. Just take a break. Like, Ramadan, that shit, bro. I'm not saying you're either, like, actually I am, completely disengaged from all sexual media.
At this point, like, you the time to be reasonable is over.
Right.
Like, I'm done being reasonable.
You motherfuckers are complaining about, like, a character from the 90s getting a costume update. And, like, that being a reason that the game as a whole is bad. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. What are we doing?
Oh, yeah, bro? Yeah. No. Cammy, can they put pants on Cammy?
This game ruined.
Game's ruined.
Game ruined.
And she's not wearing the same leotard from 1994.
And then she got it as an alt costume for, like, posterity.
Yeah.
But, like,
Enough is fucking enough, bro.
Even aside from the video game shit, bro, like, I'm really just, like, I'm so tired of niggas' reaction to, like,
everything.
Criminals getting punished. And for some reason, that's a plot against the black race.
Like, let's take it a step further. Because, like, these people are self-inserting themselves.
Yeah.
Like, they see themselves as these fucking criminals and degenerates.
It's like,
and I'm tired.
Next level parasocial relationship.
Like, I'm tired. You are not Franklin from Snowfall.
Nigga.
You are not him.
Brother, you told on your coworker for sneaking fucking fries.
Bitch ass nigga.
You think you're gonna go out here and be a drug lord? Think you're gonna go out here and make $1 million investments?
Yeah, get jammed up. See exactly what the fuck you're gonna do. You're right. Telling on everybody in the operation.
Bitch ass nigga.
Like, enough is fucking enough, man.
I hate you niggas. All that's just. If it's not like.
Y'all niggas are holding us back.
Yeah.
Like 1000%.
If it's not like Diddy was about to buy fucking CNN or some
Man,
shit.
Fuck
it's you niggas like, oh, it's just a plot. And then the other thing, the fucking bridge that got hit.
Baltimore.
The first fucking set of tweets I saw was the typical, say it with me, don't let this distract y'all from what they're trying to do to Sean Combs.
Fuck him. Oh, okay. He is a musician.
All of
he
a
does
sudden,
not
invent.
Barely.
You know what? You're right.
Yeah, yeah.
You're right. He is a scammer parading himself as a musician. Like, enough is enough. What does he do for us? He doesn't do anything for us.
I don't. In recent memory, right? And I'm just talking about, like, the past 10 years. I don't ever remember that nigga, like, spearheading a fucking cultural movement or a philanthropic movement.
Like,
and that's just in 10 years. Fuck everything.
The closest thing that he did was change his name to Love. That's it.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Like, he changed his name to Love, and everybody around him or that has been around him started being broke, sick, addicted to drugs, and or dead. And then, like, his most prominent baby mom, dead under mysterious circumstances.
At the fucking ripe old age of, like, what, 46?
Yeah.
Like,
pneumonia? Get the fuck out of here, bro.
With no record of COVID?
Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, and then, like, it was funny.
His mentor.
Like,
I want to bring this up, too. Fucking Andre Harrell, who apparently put him into the fucking game.
Bro.
Dead under weird or at least unexplained circumstances as well. Like, what the fuck going on? Why do people just die around that nigga?
People die,
Craig Mack, dead.
Yeah, Craig.
Notorious B.I.G., dead. G-Dep, I think he's in jail because he lost his fucking mind. Like who else died, like, around this nigga, man?
It's fucking crazy, man. Like, I just, like,
like, why are we holding on to these people?
Like, stop propping up. We don't know these niggas.
We don't know these niggas.
Of course, like, we grew up in the 90s, so, like, Bad Boy was pretty much everywhere.
I mean, but like,
I don't have no fucking attachment to this.
Like,
I don't know.
Hip-hop wasn't where it is now back then. So we only had, like, Snoop Crew, Puff Crew, the holdovers from the 80s that was, like, rapping and doing shit. And that was damn near it. Like, you had the underground movements down south, but for the most part, they didn't pop till later on in that decade.
Yep. And I was just like, I don't understand, bro. Like, if
oh, that was a cat. I almost killed your cat. I am so sorry.
Hey, mind, she all right?
That's like the second time in a row, too. This is like the second week in a row.
Yeah, I remember last time you did that shit.
Then one time I'm not going to scratch it. There's going to be like some fucking horrible creature.
It's going to be like one of those Australia bugs.
It's going to be one of those Australian spiders on my leg. No, it's just you, cat. Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
Cats are spiders, man. I'm not going over there.
But, like, if... You know, God forbid, and like I know there's like a 0% probability, but like if one of you niggas got hemmed up on some shit, my immediate reaction is disbelief.
Yeah,
not even for sure. Because like I've known you niggas for the majority of my life,
but we ain't criminals. Right, we haven't postured ourselves as criminals either.
And I'm just like, nah, my nigga didn't do that shit, bro. Fuck out of here. I don't know Sean Combs, bro. I don't know that nigga. I know. His persona.
Right. Like we know what has been propped up in front of the cameras for us. At best.
Yeah. And even then, that's marginal. But yeah, man, fuck that. Get him out of here. Pack him up.
Like fuck the whole celebrity culture shit. Like at this point, why are we so attached to these niggas? Why do we even give a real fuck about these niggas? Like they entertained us at one point. But, like, we don't need to hold on to these people.
You're black,
and bro. Not only hold on to them, but prop them up into positions where we have to treat them as if they're Martin Luther King or Malcolm X.
Yeah. Black leader is crazy.
Black leader?
Like, P. Diddy and black leader should never be in the same sentence.
Oh, for sure.
At all. That nigga is a nigga with money.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the extent of, like, me and that nigga's relationship. You made some songs that I knew, and you,
like,
ruined,
I like
you
some
ruined
things,
the hairstyle for black people.
Like, I like some of the output that like he might have been directly or indirectly responsible for, but that's what it really comes down to.
Mm-hmm.
It's like some songs that I liked at one point in time.
You can recognize that while still recognizing that the guy is a fucking creep, a fucking weird ass motherfucker too.
Two things can be true at once.
Yeah,
and I think that concept escapes a lot of niggas.
And like they're acting up with this nigga, think about all the people he's rubbed elbows with.
Yeah.
Everybody's looking at Jay-Z right now.
Oh my god!
Everybody's looking at him right now.
Niggas finna have a field day if
because
that's true.
Because there's a level of scrutiny that's been going around with people that have been like in video or that has worked with him or been to like some of his parties and shit.
Oh yeah,
and
was he the one that was always throwing like a yearly white party,
the billionaire brunch?
Yep. Yeah,
that bullshit.
Like he has like mad parties that he does, but Jay he's been around him extensively.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like I think it was Puff that said it's only two people he lets call him Sean, and that's Jay-Z and his mom.
Crazy. See, now, what's gonna be nuts though is if Jay-Z winds up going down along with them over some weirdo shit, the Beehive and the Beyonce folks.
That's gonna be a worse blow. Like you thought
I'm gonna delete Twitter for like.
Oh, I'm gonna be
real with you.
I'm gonna be active.
You can have my part, brother. Yeah. Because like I'm not.
I can't wait to see the cope.
Beyonce can't walk two steps without being considered a member of the Illuminati.
The fucking the think pieces that's finna come from that shit. Like I'll call somebody out their name.
They're low key kind of pre-prepping. They're already kind of painting her like a grooming victim.
How?
Really?
They said that
that motherfucker was like 23 when they got together.
Well, they're saying that they met at like a teenage, but I'm like, that's not my business for real.
I mean,
she was a performer.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
You know, I would assume that he probably saw her out and, you know.
Oh, cool.
Whatever. But like, at the same time, who knows?
Yeah, I don't.
Only because, like,
again, why do you care?
I was about to say those timelines. I don't think match.
Why do people?
No, not like people do so much research, and I run into it.
Not you specifically.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, in general.
I'm gonna add some context. I don't know how true this is, but Nas also mentioned this in Ether as well. Mm. But they said that he had a sexual relationship with Foxy Brown when she was 15.
Who, Jay?
Yes.
I thought them niggas were like the same age.
No. she was like very young. She was like 16 when she was like recording like her raunchy material.
Oh shit. Damn.
And that kind of adds a little wrinkle.
That's a little weird.
So it's like, you know, you keep on meeting these people when they underage. And they was also say he was trying to get at Aaliyah, like, when she was super young, too.
Oh, that explains why the plane crashed.
Robert.
And exactly. There's dead people that are getting mentioned with people.
Yeah. Robert.
Because I'm pretty sure we might start hearing a little bit more from Dame Dash.
Is this the Dame Dash redemption arc?
No. I say that because, like, you don't get a redemption arc if you benefited from the fruits of the crimes and shit at one point. It don't matter how broken, destitute you are now.
Yeah, fair enough.
But if you was out there popping Chris and having you a good old nigger time, like, you're just an ex-participant.
Like, bro, and I'm going to use this to segue into the Nickelodeon shit, because Quiet on the Set is like one of the most damning documentaries.
Man.
But I will never understand like this attraction to like people who are like 10 years or more your junior. Nigga, I don't even have friends that are under like 20. So I think my youngest friend is 27.
See,
they like, my God, they like the spring of youth.
I don't even want to associate with nobody under 25 for real.
That's like barely,
you have it's a very strict criteria.
Even in non-problematic ages, like a 40 with a 30 year old, it's like,
motherfucker, you couldn't get nobody 40.
Yeah, like, what do you talk about?
Yeah, like, what do you want?
I don't know, 30 and 40, at that point, it's just old niggas, just finding old niggas.
Still, man.
Now, like, 20, 30, now, that's two different points of life, but yeah. You cross over 30, I'm like, it's kind of whatever.
But, like, Leonardo DiCaprio, right? Like, how old is he now?
I think he's about to be 50.
Old as fuck.
Yeah, he's like 50 or something, and he keeps pulling like 18 or 20 year olds.
Now
25.
No, like, he doesn't pull 25. He let him go at 25.
Yeah, that's right. He lets him go at 25.
He pulls 18 and 20. It's like, what are the conversations like when they're just by themselves?
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
Hey, girl, you want this bag?
And then they be like,
hey girl, you want this house?
And then it's so funny because like they be like nobody bitches. It ain't even like celebrities that you date. You be picking motherfuckers up off the street.
Probably power trips, honestly.
It has to be people that have
never matured past like a certain mental age too.
That motherfucker grew up when they had like basic cable.
You know what?
Come here, bitch, I'm a star.
I didn't think about this. This might actually be a segue into Quiet on the Set, but Leo was a child star.
Yeah.
And he came up in Hollywood and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's different over there, as we've seen in Quiet on the Set.
Yeah.
No defense, but like a lot of these people are mentally like groomed and conditioned, and they grow up weird. They develop weird.
I just couldn't imagine. I can't imagine like attempting. I'm 32.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine attempting a conversation with a 22 year old, a Gen Alpha child, like, somebody that was born after.
Oh
the
yeah,
iPod?
For sure.
Yo, are you fucking joking?
Yo, what's up with you?
Are you kidding me? Hey. Right now? Let alone sexual relationship with a motherfucker that's 22. Hell no. Hell
a lot
no,
a lot bro. Of that bachelor shit is pushed onto us too. Eventually you tend to grow up or just, you know, push away from it, or you find a long-term partner.
Dang.
But a lot of these niggas, I'm gonna use Donnell Rawlings as an example too. I actually watched his stand-up on Netflix, and it's exactly what you think a Donnell Rawlings special would be. Like, that's not even me being negative. It sounds exactly like what you would expect to hear from him.
Hell yeah.
But he tried to defend being a bachelor at his big age.
I'm like, bro, at some point you gotta be honest with yourself.
He tried to make it sound like it would fly. And I'm like, that's just not fly
that
at all.
Not
you
cool,
whoa, weirdo.
You chronically single nigga. Like, what the fuck?
Like, what the fuck is wrong? Go sit down.
I'm just like, there's being there's being single because you don't want to get married, and then there's like being single because you can't get married. And some of y'all need to be honest about which one you belong in. Ain't nobody, I've never heard a woman from any age group be like, damn, man, you know who really makes my pussy jump? Donnell Rawlings. I never heard that bullshit.
But he uses his position of, yeah, you know, I was on that thing about 20 plus years ago. You know what I'm saying?
You
fuck with Chappelle's Show. I was there. You know what I'm saying? Ashley Larry, you don't want to suck Ashley Larry dick?
Oh shit, it's Wayne Brady, son. That yeah, was me.
Right, again, funny things. I fuck with him.
Right.
But the shit's not fly. Yeah, like, it's not cool to be.
Like, shit not clicking, man. Like, at some point. Again, at some point, you got to be honest with yourself about your capabilities, man. Like, there is no reason you should be like, yeah, man, this being single shit, cool as fuck.
At fucking at 50, 40, 50.
At 50 plus.
Yeah.
40 plus.
Like, yeah, if you want to be a bachelor, you can be a bachelor. Just don't try to make that shit look fly to me.
Don't try to promote that shit.
That's like being 50 years old and going to a club.
That's exactly what that is.
It's like being 50
years old. That is exactly what that is.
Same beat.
Hell, like.
Same beat.
At the age that I'm at, I'm like, bro, I don't know how much longer I'm going to be DJing at places.
Yeah.
Because I'm like.
Because I'm like, bro, real shit. Once I hit, like. I think, like, 25, I was just like, nigga, I don't. None of this shit, like, really interests me no more, for real.
I'm like, clubbing and shit. Like, to the people that want to do that, you can do whatever the fuck you want to.
Grown, man.
I don't particularly care. It's just not fly to me.
It's not for me.
Right.
And, like, then again, like, we have all lived lives.
Yeah.
So, like, the appeal is gone for us. But it'd be some motherfuckers, like, that I work with. It's like, what you doing this weekend? Man, I'm gonna go to the club. Motherfucker, you are 41.
I'm like,
what's it? You go to a lounge. Nigga, ain't nothing in the club for you, bro.
Right.
Ain't in the club for you.
Hell, even then, like, the lounge is really just the club for older people.
The club for older people.
But that's the atmosphere. Operative part. Yeah. For older people.
Yeah. I'm still shaking my head because it's still the same, like, sensibilities.
But everybody know what the fuck going on. There's no lies in the lounge. Everybody knows, like, hey, I'm here to get something drunk or... to get drunk
or to smoke hookah
and leave with something. That's everybody is on the same mission in the lounges. Nigga, in the club, he is basically like a creator character. You can do whatever the fuck you want to in the club.
Like, do you
want
to dance if that's even a thing anymore?
Yeah, niggas just make TikToks now.
Oh, yeah,
Christ.
Plus, you're talking about like the clientele
that
actually frequents a club versus a lounge.
I was about to say,
if you like.
Shit.
Fucking 40 something years old trying to go downtown on a Friday.
Trying to go to big city at 42.
Trying to get up where the college kids are. Sorry, Kevin.
You're weird, nigga.
I'm like, you scouting college talent out like regularly.
Weird.
All right.
You're weird.
Okay.
You're weird.
Okay, nigga.
You're weird, bro. Like, you have a 401k. And you in here trying to pick something up in her sophomore year.
Okay.
Ma'am, you have osteoporosis. And you trying to get one of these D1 niggas to put you through a wall. You're weird. It goes for every gender, both sexes.
Both ways.
If there is a decade of an age gap, decade plus, you're fucking strange. If you were a teenager when they were born, you're fucking weird, nigga.
I'm gonna be real, like, when people cross that 30 threshold, I don't really give a fuck what you do. If you want to fuck a 75 year old nigga and you're 35, whatever.
But it can only go up.
But it's only
up.
Like, pretty much that protected layer of or protection that we're talking about is like early teen. I mean, early teens, but late teens, early 20s. That's where shit is delicate.
Yeah.
You know, like, they're still kind of figuring things out as an adult.
30 plus, everything up is on the menu.
Like, you can do whatever the fuck you want to, like, 30 up.
Yeah, like, then go out there. If you're 30, go get you a cougar, man.
Like, if everybody is 30 and up, then you have a blast.
Yeah, whatever.
You want to date a 50-year-old and you 30, cool, whatever.
Great. Hey, that motherfucker got some miles on it. But I guarantee you it's pressure, nigga. But, it's fire.
But you out there, you know, trying to hang out at the hot spots and shit. You out there trying to go to a spring break with your big age ass?
That's not for you, nigga.
Yeah.
Nigga trying to gas up Freak Nick.
Or you trying to figure out the con functions and shit. I'm like, take your ass to a lounge.
Motherfucker, you work third shift.
Take your ass to a grown and sexy.
At a factory, nigga.
Go to a grown and sexy.
Fuck is you put on? I ain't finna go to that shit.
Well, not you, but.
I know, I'm just like banter, nigga. Like, I'm not finna go to that shit. That shit to me. Again, this is too mean. That shit is like some of the corkiest shit ever, and, bro.
Take your ass out of them group chats.
Bro.
Like, you trying to infiltrate them group chats.
30 plus lingerie parties. And everybody makes under 70K.
That's not cool.
That doesn't sound fun either. I was like, nigga, if you can't host the lingerie party at your house and accommodate all the attendees, shouldn't be having a fucking lingerie party, brother. That's just a simple fact of life. I don't want to see these motherfuckers pull up in their fucking Shein and Temu fits, bro.
Like you don't gotta live like this.
No
man.
Lace, nigga. Bras got wires. Niggas wore solid colored pants. What the fuck are we doing, bro?
Nigga,
what are we doing, nigga? Quiet on the set, man.
Quiet on the set.
Quiet on the fucking set.
That's the only segue we need.
Niggas,
we'd be ranting all night.
I'm sure, like, if you've been a person of the internet, and I'm sure you've seen some of the discourse around it. At the end of the first episode, I just instinctively yelled out "fuck Good Burger" because that was like how emotionally invested I became.
All tomatoes, you know, tomatoes.
Nasty phrase now.
crazy.
Written and directed by
Tomatoes is code for feet.
Hey, or no tomatoes.
Welcome to Foot Burger, home of the Foot Burger. Where are your toes?
Going home, man. I just want a double cheeseburger. Y'all niggas out here being freaks.
Yeah, freaks. Nickelodeon, man.
Man.
Kids channel for kids, huh?
Kids channel for pedophiles. Kids, but like
for pedophiles.
Predos.
Yeah.
Predos out PDF here ruining files. Shit.
It's they find their way into those industries.
We missed out on a Jim Carrey level talent in Amanda Bynes because niggas was creepy and weird. Because
everybody in her life neglected her,
including her parents.
Yeah.
Having a child star.
Seeing that footage of her next to fucking Dan in that pool, I was disgusted.
Yeah, it's just crazy, dude. Like. And it's just shit that you don't think about, bro. Like, with the, somebody had posted, what were the popper pants from the fucking Amanda shot. I'm like, yo, these niggas is, like, bent over a table reaching for somebody ass popcorn. As a kid,
you think it's silly, zany or whatever.
And then you grow up and it's like, yo, this nigga was putting butter down the front of this nigga pants.
Yep.
Nah.
Yep.
Nah, yeah, man. No.
Butter in the front of his pants. They put a helicopter down somebody's pants on the all that. They was torturing these children.
And like with fucking
for gags.
Like I think it was Sam and Kat. Oh, nigga, why the fuck you got Ariana Grande putting her foot in her mouth in like every other episode? What the fuck is this? That was like around the era where I was like a teenager, so I was just like, you know what? This shit ain't funny no more. It's just weird.
Cause I wasn't around for live action Nick. Like I aged out.
Live action Nick for me was like all that back in the day.
I watched
Amanda Show.
I pretty much stopped at like Amanda Show-ish. I think like I would just see Drake and Josh. I think that was more my sister's bag.
Yeah.
Like it was things that I watched because she was around, like Blue's Clues and shit. Yep. But it wasn't really for me. Because
like I would be flipping through channels if wasn't shit on, like I'd throw on some fucking Drake and Josh or iCarly.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And I'm just like, bro, you just notice so much shit.
You just know.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's so weird. And then like now all of that shit kind of makes sense why, like, why these niggas crashed out the way they did.
Because, like, Drake Bell, you know, we find out about what happened to him. He was molested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Brian Peck actually was convicted. But that was at the time where it's like, if you just liked the person, regardless of whatever they did,
yeah,
you supported them.
Was that nigga related? Is he related to Josh?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I felt like some type of mention would have been made by now.
Yeah. Yeah. I know Josh Peck was out there trying to defend, trying to play defense and go out there and say, like, some. There was a few actual old Nickelodeon stars that were actually trying to go out and say things weren't like that for us.
Oh, yeah, Nez Declassified?
Yeah.
Nah,
yeah.
They was frying them niggas. It was so fucked up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like,
they were like, give me your holes. I'm like, come on, brother, man.
Brother. My nigga.
Like, they was crashing out, yeah, on them niggas, man.
Like, and them niggas, everybody from that show except for Cookie is all had, like, didn't been on some nut shit. I found out that fucking him and Mose was sneaking off set the fuck,
and
then circled the block and came back and got his best eater pregnant.
Mose was apparently fucking everybody on there.
I believe it.
Me too.
I buy it.
I mean, if she's telling us, I'm pretty sure it was
1,000% true.
I'm like, they don't have a reason to really lie to us because they ain't really doing nothing else.
And they can pull it up on the set like a fucking prowler, dog.
You come here.
Where the dick's at? Ah!
So it's like, it was like no type of structure. Like, those kids also didn't know that they were victims either.
Oh, yeah. That's what they do. Yeah. They take advantage of them.
Mm-hmm.
Take advantage of their ignorance of their age.
Like, they're doing drugs, popping pills, smoking weed and shit. Like, niggas was doing whatever the fuck they wanted to at Nickelodeon, apparently. Yeah,
niggas was wilding.
Oh, yeah.
You want to know the cool thing about Cartoon Network?
None of that shit.
Because, like,
none of that shit.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to, like, you know, be a predator if everybody just in the voice booth.
Right. Yeah. Everybody looking at you.
Or if you're importing fucking shows from Japan.
Yeah. Or you're in the animation studio. Yeah. Ain't nobody creeping inside the animation studio.
Because I'm like, brother, like, it also, like, helps to have different people making different shit.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of like, you know, relying on Dan's Bakery.
Hey, Dan. Give us a show. It's a hit.
Hurry up.
Give us a show. It's a hit. Alright.
Hurry up.
Hey, Dan Snyder, you shut your fucking mouth about Daniel Snyder.
And there's still people defending him to this day.
He was a made man in a lot of ways.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. He was a made man, so you know how that shit goes.
He had a lot of power at Nickelodeon.
Yeah, like, the craziest, like, kid story that I've ever heard was, like, Michael Jackson. I heard this from my dad. He was like, Diana Ross fucked him up when he was a kid. That was the craziest one. I've never seen any evidence for, but
I believe it.
Yeah.
Conspiracy.
Yeah.
I believe that shit.
It's just one of those black community conspiracies.
Let's keep it a buck here, because that's around, like, Bill Cosby's prominence and shit, too. And he was quaaluding, like, everybody and shit.
Yeah, this nigga. That nigga was throwing them bitches like
who knows the level of wrongdoing that was done to children that got swept under the rug because there is no social media.
Yeah, with Gary Coleman.
Social media.
Well, I think Gary Coleman was like the first instance of that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Well, him and Michael Jackson. When Michael Jackson wasn't getting touched, he was just getting hands put on him.
Who
want to be? Who want to be? Oh, my God. I still haven't found it. I want to find it, but, like, nothing comes up when I type it.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, bro, am I Mandela affecting myself, bro? Like, because I know I've heard that in that exact cadence. Who wanna be? I didn't make that up.
Bro. Oh, yeah, for sure. that's from a Jackson miniseries, right?
I think.
It has to be.
Like, because I just, like, I know I'm not tweaking. I know I'm not.
I mean, they're making a new version of that now.
I believe it.
Shout out to Coleman Domingo, because he plays both Mr. and Joe Jackson in the same career. I'm like, you are the face of abuse to black people.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Which is crazy. It's like, for all the fucking good y'all try to hoist on the niggas, like, it's time to remove some of the bad. And Michael Jackson need to be at the top of that fucking list. Cause like that nigga never touched kids.
Never touched
the
them.
whole thing in the '90s. Like the child who was accused of being touched was like, yeah, nigga, my dad made that shit up.
They had him on the phone call.
And he's like, yeah, he was so racked with guilt about it, the nigga killed himself.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the dad, not the kid, like the dude, well, the man. Now he's still alive. And I was like, bro, they have this nigga, like, this is recorded evidence that you can go look at.
And he was like surveilled as well. They kept very heavy tabs on him.
I'm trying to tell people, I always tell them that in California at the time, when they go, when it comes to like child cases of child abuse and things of that nature, you can take the evidence from an old court case, and Michael Jackson had two. So the first one they settled, right? You can take the evidence from that court case to your next one and use it against them as well. The second one, he was found not guilty. So they had two cases worth of evidence they couldn't pin it on that nigga.
They couldn't do nothing
because he wasn't fucking diddling kids.
Yeah.
Like, he was weird, but, like, he wasn't touching nobody.
Because he was probably touched at one point. He was a child star.
Potentially.
Yeah.
Oh, he was definitely fucked up.
Yeah, he was like, I was about to say, nigga, living in a house with Joseph Jackson.
Yeah.
Like, getting beat on him. Getting turned out by... Diana Ross, allegedly.
That nigga, and like, I'm gonna throw a hot take out there. Fucking Chris Brown.
Oh yeah,
because I'm like, that nigga, him and Rihanna fought when they were
19,
in their early 20s.
19.
Yeah, when they were 19. That motherfucker's pushing 40 now. Could we let that shit go? Like,
I mean, yeah,
like, please.
Not to defend him, but he grew up in an abusive household and shit. Yeah. He's literally repeating what he was exposed to.
And it was one instance.
No.
I forgot.
I'm not riding with that. I was going to bring up the Carucci shit.
I forgot about
that. Tore up various backstages.
But it wasn't her, though.
And became a gang member as an adult. So that's not a trustworthy or defendable nigga. I got you.
I ain't talking about as a person, I'm talking about that instance of
That instance, I don't really bring it up. I will literally just follow up with like the Carucci shit.
Yeah.
That's who I used to defame him.
I definitely forgot about the fucking Carucci shit. Damn. Tried to get him one.
Tried to help.
Tried to get him one.
They still love him. They paid racks to take pictures with him.
Y'all niggas paying $1,000 for a selfie with this nigga?
Somebody forgot about it.
Concerts. Stay sold out. Like, this nigga has not gone broke for a community that claimed to hate this nigga. This nigga still living the life he was at like 17.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, what are we doing?
Why is he an adult blood? That's my real question.
Yes. The only nigga that can be a gangbanger past the age of 25 is Snoop. That is it. If you're not Calvin Brodus, you cannot bang the set after a certain age publicly. That's not a cool thing to do. If you got put on at like 15, whatever.
Yeah, like if
you got put on at 20 plus.
Nah, cut that shit out, son.
Kill that.
Like, if you are truly from that shit, it'll reflect.
Yeah.
Vince Staples, I believe him.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, I never questioned.
Nobody's that,
that
fucking funny and deadpan.
That nigga.
And serious about banging. This nigga has real good.
That nigga Crip Mac. Like, there has to be a level of humor. Like, I feel like everybody that's like from that club is funny as shit. Except the game. That nigga's not funny.
He's a clown.
That nigga's a goober, bro. That nigga is a fucking goober.
Oh. He might be named in some shit, too. Also, like, you know, 50 Cent is just, he's been licking his chops this entire time.
Of course.
That nigga has been on his ass. But he said, where Jay at? That was your bestie. Like,
bro, that nigga, man.
Man.
That nigga funny, bro.
Like,
that nigga 50 funny as shit.
Like, we say all this. I know I say all this to say, it's about that time to let go of celebrity, but especially black celebrity. It is time to prop up people of substance, even though I think we are incapable of doing that at this stage. But
like, because it's not cool. And I had the conversation with another one of my friends. Like, we were at a PSN chat. It was like,
yeah, sure.
It was like 11 at night. Both of us were smacked, allegedly. and that's like the best time to get philosophical with one of your fucking friends.
Of course.
And I was just like, bro, real shit, do you think we're cooked?
Yes.
and he was like, absolutely. And I was like, do you think we could ever reverse this shit for real? Because I'm just like, it seems to be like every time we have an uptick in positivity, something just like spikes that shit precipitously. I'm talking like Donkey Kong down air spikes that shit into the negative. And we were just like, well, not in our lifetime, or if it does happen in our lifetime, it'll be towards the end of it.
I agree. But, I agree wholeheartedly.
Yeah, but I'm just like, I hate to see it. I really do. Because, like, I love us. I love being black. I wouldn't want to do nothing else.
But it's going to take some dire shit for niggas to shape up.
I'm going to be real. I hope this ain't TOS. Some of you niggas got to die. Like,
oh, I agree.
Like, Richard, some of you niggas have to perish.
No, like, Umar was right there.
Yeah, like, you literally cannot save everybody. And the what's worse, some niggas just don't want to fucking be saved.
Yeah,
because
they don't see shit wrong.
The truth is, they want to fill that position. They would rather just be Diddy for a period of time rather than being a decent person and, you know, uplifting either their community or their family or showing love to people that are worth showing love to. But that almighty dollar, brother,
yeah.
You know, like capitalism here, there's really no incentive to be a decent person. Just try to get your fill for whatever time you can get your fill for.
It'll be once the climate change tips over. Once like Florida sinks into the sea and California, half of California sinks into the sea, New York is covered in the ocean.
Probably.
That's when shit will
be too late then.
Oh yeah, no, it will be too late, but motherfuckers will change. Motherfuckers will change.
Out of that were Gen Alpha and and afterwards decided to just start saying fuck it.
Gen Shining Pearl.
Gen Omega Ruby.
Gen Black too.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Like, it's sad.
It's bad. And I just like every time I try not to let like social media influence my real life viewpoint, because I know it's
an approximation
of the collective, right?
Right.
Like that's a window into like one person's experience, but like then I see 2,000 motherfuckers under it supporting this experience, and I'm like, there's better out there, gang. Like,
I get on Facebook.
Peek here.
I get on Facebook and I'm reminded that there are a lot of small towns.
Oh man,
like everywhere. And I'm like,
man,
this particular generation is cooked. I'm just gonna protect myself and keep it moving.
I do the best I can.
Diddy is considered a black leader to some people.
Yeah, like,
unironically.
Unironically. Makes you say, like, bro, because he's black and rich does not make this nigga a black leader.
Well, he had a TV show? Yeah. Bill Cosby also was like one of the first black people to have a fucking TV show.
That don't mean that nigga's above fucking criminality, bro.
Fucking black and popular and black leader have somehow become conflated.
The same shit. I'm like, nigga.
Who was that warned us about having black entertainers as leaders and shit?
Oh, Malcolm X.
Yes, what? It was Malcolm X.
I was about to say, it's either Malcolm X or us. like, this is like, I don't know, the 10th time I feel like that we've had to put the diaspora under a magnifying glass. But celebrity worship is fucking crazy.
Celebrity worship is always nasty.
But you can enjoy the products they put out if they put out quality products, but like that's really where the relationship ends. Like Diddy's not gonna like scroll Twitter and be like, hey, this user defended me. Here's $500,000 for your one tweet.
Yeah, no.
Like, that's not gonna happen.
Or even like a shout out. Like, it's not gonna be like Diddy's gonna look at that and be like, fucking, wow,
this person gets it. Why can't the rest of you guys be on like them?
Right.
Yeah, no. It's
and
not,
even
yeah,
even if you no. did get the shout out, is it worth it?
But yeah, exactly. Of the person that you're getting the shout out from.
Like, is like, this yeah, the shit fucking you, worth it?
Yeah,
bro?
You dick rolled that celebrity.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Like, how's your bank account feel?
Take that tweet still, and frame it on the wall.
Right, you still waking up 7:30 Monday morning, right?
Right.
To go clock in.
Yep.
But nigga, put your vest on, bitch ass nigga.
Them Walmart boxes aren't gonna sort themselves. All
right, go get on that pallet jack, nigga. That's crazy. That's crazy classic shit that we talking right now, bro. But it be them niggas.
Yeah,
it be them fucking Joe Budden podcast listening ass niggas.
Oh god. Yeah.
Fucking third CDL niggas. That's what I'm gonna call you niggas. CDL niggas.
Forklift certified right. Looking ass niggas.
Fucking Cell Saga ass niggas, bro.
Microsoft Excel. Microsoft Word trained ass.
Motherfuckers that only type with their index fingers and shit. Be tapping the keyboard like.
Bunch of pecking. Aim and peck.
Oh man, I've yapped. I've yapped enough, man. I think that's gonna do it.
Before you look up to go ahead.
Okay, you have one too.
Okay.
You go ahead, man.
Okay. Happy 2-year anniversary to the Chris Rock slap. It's been 2 years since one of the pivotal moments in Black history.
Right.
So I just wanted to make sure we got that shouted out beforehand.
That boy Will got on banned for 10 Dan. Years.
Thank you, John. Willard. What were you going to say, man?
Yeah. Look up to people that are worth looking up to. These people you see on these screens, they don't give a fuck about you. They're trying to make their money and entertain us. That's it.
That's it. That is fucking
That money means more to them than your fucking adulation. Trust me. Yeah. Your tweet will not get spent at the store. Your dollars will.
Speaking of dollars, head on over to the Patreon, patreon.com/blackbladepodcast. $5.
Only thing not affected by, surge pricing.
Good content. Yeah. Like, us in Arizona don't care about inflation. That price ain't never going up. It's only staying the same, but the content is ever flowing,
it is booming.
Damn near 100 fucking episodes.
Yes,
it's like
plenty of content.
It's like 20 cents an episode.
Oh my god,
hour long episodes,
fucking deals and stories. And
right, wow,
and
wow,
and versuses.
Wow,
wow,
wow.
See y'all next week.
Yeah, man.